Manu Patra alerts dated the 7th of February 2018. Reserve Bank of India has kept the repo rate unchanged at 6%. The reverse repo rate remains unchanged at 5.75%. Supreme Court has quashed 88 mining leases granted by the Goa government for violating procedure and ordered that fresh licenses be granted through a bidding process. Madras High Court has upheld the amendments prescribing 10 years of practice experience as a minimum eligibility criteria to contest elections to the State Bar Council. Bombay High Court has held that the stepson of a Hindu citizen dying intestate cannot claim inheritance over his property. Central government has notified the appointment of new Chief Justices to the High Courts of Karnataka, Kerala, Manipur, Meghalaya, and Tripura. Maldives Supreme Court has revoked an order to release 9 high-profile political prisoners a day after President Yameen declared a state of emergency. Supreme Court has held that for the purposes of MV Act, the person whose name is reflected in the records of the registering authority is the owner within the meaning of subsection 30 of section 2 and such person is liable to pay compensation. Supreme Court has said that drastic measures are required to cut long delays in deciding criminal appeals, and contemplated a time frame for wrapping up non-heinous cases within a time limit. Supreme Court has pulled up Delhi government and the police for not acting on their own action plan for decongesting traffic in the national capital, saying they have taken up only 5 of the 77 sites identified by the task force to ease the situation. Supreme Court has stayed a judgment of Bombay High Court, wherein State of Maharashtra was directed to reconsider appointments to the Managing Committee Sai Baba Sansthan Trust, Shirdi. Rajasthan High Court has quashed an FIR lodged against filmmaker Sanjay Leela Bhansali, the director of Padmavat, as well as actors Ranveer Singh and Deepika Padukone after a special screening of the movie mired in allegations of distorting Rajput history. Delhi High Court has awarded life imprisonment to 7 suspended Uttarakhand policemen for killing a 22-year-old MBA student in a fake encounter in Dehradun in 2009. Delhi High Court has directed the Additional Director General, ADG, of Sashastra Seema Bal, SSB, to file an affidavit stating the rules as per which 85% of the salary of a jawan was legally deducted. Bombay High Court has stayed Vasavirar Municipal Corporation's action to suspend licenses of 20 meat sellers from Nalasapar on the suspicion that they were selling beef. Bombay High Court has stayed the show cause notices issued to actors Shahrukh Khan and Juhi Chawla by the IT department over alleged undervaluation of shares. Hyderabad High Court has directed the TTD Executive Officer to place full details before the court regarding the steps taken against the erring hoteliers who were exploiting the pilgrims visiting Tirumala. Kerala High Court has stayed Karunagappally Sub Court's order banning media from reporting or discussing the Dubai financial cheating case involving sons of prominent LDF leaders. Mumbai Bench of Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, has held that interest income earned from capital gains bonds would be taxable under the head other income and the same cannot be taxed as business income. Competition Commission of India has dismissed allegations of unfair business practices against state-owned Coal India Limited, CIL, with regard to sale of coke and coal.